Let me hold it. In my country, we use this word, praise the Lord. In my churches, we say praise the Lord, and people say praise the Lord. They don't just respond to praise the Lord, but they even clap their hands, not to me, but to Jesus. Can we do the same word? Praise the Lord. Greetings from Uganda, East Africa. You have your brothers there. I don't have to say it again. I've said it again and again every time I stand here. But they send warm greetings to you and let you know they love you and they appreciate you so much. Pastor Rick and Pastor Terry and the First Lady. Oh, they say not First Lady, because when you say First Lady, you mean there's a next lady. There's no First Lady. So, the wife of this pastor and all the church, they really appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for the support you are sending every month. Please, people, clap your hand for the pastor and the pastor Terry, the whole church, and yourself for the support. You have been so faithful. I'm telling you, I don't have enough words to express how much we appreciate. It doesn't look like it's too big, but it's really big. Saving life, saving souls in the kingdom of God. Every month, Pastor, you send the money and we receive it. This time I came, already planned not to spend too long here in America. In fact, I'm going back on 29, I'm heading back to Uganda. I'm leaving here. I was supposed to preach today, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, but Pastor will be here Wednesday to preach on my behalf, so which means I will still take the love offering, but I'll not be able to be on Wednesday here because the ticket I have has to take me on Wednesday back to Houston at 9 or 8. In the night, so which means I have to be on the airport by 7. So I'm speaking now, and I speak tomorrow, and I speak Tuesday, and then heading back to Houston on Wednesday. And sometime Wednesday, I won't be too long in Houston. I'll be heading back to Uganda, East Africa. Where can I start? I have too much, and I have a short time. I have too much to share, but I don't have enough time to stand behind you, in front of you. But God has been so good. I just want to express a little bit what we are going through in Uganda today in my ministry. We are going through a very, very tough time where we need more prayers, where we need more help financially. The children have increased the number of orphans. Almost every day we find 2-3 children abandoned in our churches in every village. We are now more than 600 children taken care of. We try to build some homes, but those homes, sometimes they use fake materials and they collapse and then hit the children. In fact, right now I'm in a demand. I've never done this before. Every time I come, I'm eager to preach, but I feel like I need more financial support. At least we are behind for $3,000 before I leave, and this is my last services in Houston. I'm not going to preach. I'm going back because the ticket is taking me back there. So I have to go by all means. 29 second flight back home, but we're really in a very bad shape today. Corrupting the homes, hit the children. Some of them are in hospital. Africa is different. If you don't pay down, you will die when the doctor is there, when the nurse is there, when the medicine is there. No one is going to touch you until you pay. It's real, real, real hard. And I have kind of stress because I don't know where I'm going to get 3,000. I don't know. Because I wish this church would be full. If this church is full, then I have hope to get 3,000. But sometimes it doesn't take too many to meet a need. I know God can touch you or can touch somebody, and then you'll be a blessing one way or the other. Amen. I feel those words are not pleasing you, but telling you your responsibility in the kingdom of God. Pastor asked me what message I'm going to preach this morning. The message is remnant. The duty of remnant, or the responsible of remnant. The responsibility of remnant. And it's coming in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28. 28 says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your younger men shall see visions." Verse 29, "And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit." Verse 30, "And thou shalt show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke." 31, "The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come." 33, I like that. You can mark it even on your Bible if you have never marked it before. It says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said." This is where I'm basing today, the last part. "And in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." My brothers, let me start with sisters. My sisters and brothers, I want to tell you we are in the time, or we are in the season, whereby we are the remnant. I want to remind you, or to tell you, you are the remnant. In the eyes of God, in the kingdom of God, today, we are the remnant. Why I call you a remnant? I call you a remnant because you are the person who still loves God today. Don't think that the people who stayed home, they are all coming on the next service or the third service. Don't think that the people who stayed home now, that they are all busy going to work, or they are going to another service. Some of you are coming in the families that you made up your mind that you are not going to stay in the house this moment, your house, but you are going to sit in the house of God. Thank you for that small clapping. With one clapping, you can add more. No problem. Thank you. Anyway, we people back home, we are very, very emotional. We love things moving. Thank you. You made up your mind and say, "Let me go in the house of God." Some of you, I don't know everybody here, but some of you left people in your house. There are some people you left them in your house sleeping, sitting down. And right now they are already up, they are on television, watching from channel A to channel B. Some of them, they are busy now on the internet, ending up in a very funny pages. They are busy now on Facebook, chatting with the people whom they don't know. But thank God that you made up your mind and say, "Let me go in the house of God." So, the point is here, you are the remnant. Hear the Bible, when you read the Bible, you find the verse says, David said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let's go in the house of God." My sisters and brothers, let me tell you, not everyone is glad to come in the house of God. Not everyone is glad when they tell them, "Come in the house of God." We have relatives, many children, daughters and sons, uncles and nephews. We begged them to come to church, and they said, no way. Don't tell me about church. Church for about what? Some people, their jobs have become God. Some people, their clubs and their groups and I mean, friends become God. Sports become God. Basketball, football, different entertainment. Don't tell them about church. They don't want church, but you want church. Why don't you thank God and say, Lord, thank you. Maybe you don't have much. You don't have much faith. You don't have much faith. But I'm telling you, but that little faith you have, you are the remnant. And everything I'm reading from verse 28 through 32, I'm telling you, is your promise. Here God is promising the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I know some people fear when they come to the point, your daughters shall prophesy. But what does it mean, prophesy? Prophesy doesn't mean to come to you and say, hey, I saw you eating beans, oh, I saw you naked, oh, I saw you this, it doesn't mean that. Prophesy means to declare the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To me, that's my interpretation, very simple. Very simple. To declare the gospel, to preach the gospel. Every time you stand and witness about Jesus, you are prophesying. You are prophesying the good news. You are prophesying the kingdom of God. You are prophesying hope. You are prophesying life. You are prophesying hope. Salvation. What Jesus did at Calvary when he died on the cross and he rose again and now he's alive. He can save you. He can heal you. He can deliver you. There is hope in Jesus. You don't have to commit suicide. You don't have to cry. You don't have to lose your hope, because God loves you and he gave his begotten son, Jesus Christ, and he died for you. Guess what? You are prophesying. Someone clap your hand to Jesus. Hallelujah. So these are your promises. I'm here to encourage you that this morning I'm not going to sleep on the microphone. I'm going to follow the order, and because I know we have to go, so I'm not going to spend too long time as I do back home. But let me tell you, we have to be hungry. Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Hungry. Some people, they fear the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's going to change me. Oh, he's going to make me speak in another language. Oh, he's going to make me crazy. That's not the duty of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the duty of the Holy Spirit is going to encourage your faith. The duty of the Holy Spirit is going to make you bold. The duty of the Holy Spirit is going to make you more courage and more strength, and is going to give you wisdom to understand the things of God. Somebody praise the Lord one more time. Woo. I feel like I'm preaching. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And I'm telling you, you don't need to fear the Holy Spirit. You don't need to fear to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to be hungry. And I'm telling you, every time we come, I've been preaching in different places, and I tell people, when we come to church, sometimes we come empty. We come dry. So we need a refill. We need a refill. From, I don't know which was your last service. Was it last Sunday? Wednesday? Last Tuesday? Last year? I don't know when your last time came here. But the time you spend without coming here, you have been using the Holy Spirit. You have been using your gas. You have been using your strength. So now your day is low. That's why you are here. So you are here for refill. A refill of the Holy Ghost. A refill of the anointing of God. A refill of the fire of God. A refill of the power of God. So you need it. So when you come in the house of God, be hungry and say, Lord, I'm here for the refill. Not from Pastor Rick, not from Pastor Terry, not from Brother Daniel from Africa, but from you. That's why I'm here. So I'm hungry. Fill me with more power. Fill me with more anointing. Fill me with more fire. Fill me with more Holy Spirit so I can go back home and be strong and be bold to speak your word, to declare your word, to prophesy your word in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe, tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, you need the Holy Spirit, and it's yours. It's a promise from God. He said, in the last days, I'll pour down my spirit upon all the flesh. I'm telling you, I've been here in America, and I said, oh God, America still need more missionaries like me. Not because I want to come here, to live here, to stay here, in luxury house, in luxury vehicles, in nice buildings, and air condition. Not because of that, but because of there is a great need in America. When you look around today, America needs more people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Please agree with me. I beg you to agree with me that it's only the Holy Spirit is going to fix the problem of America. When you look what's going on now, what's happening today in America, it makes you to cry. It makes you say, what's going on? America nowadays, there's some areas they act like third world countries. I mean, that's a very simple issue which can make a great nation of America superpower to understand. They don't take it very easy. They take it big and become big and become big and they act and they behave like a third world. That's a shame. But who's going to fix it? White House? Who's going to fix it? Congress? Who's going to fix it? Senate? Who's going to fix it? Somebody say hallelujah. God can fix it. How? With his power of the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, we need the Holy Spirit to move more than ever before. You can sense there is a hatred today in the hearts of people. There is a division today in the hearts of people. America, you are so powerful, just only for one word you did. You decided to unite. You decided to be one nation under God. That's why America was blessed from the beginning. And you decided to become one. In America, it's not from the one person. America is from different people. Some from East, some from West, some from South, some from India, some from Africa, some from Asia. But they come one and become one nation, one tribe, one language, one government, one system. And then God blessed America. But now the devil is trying to divide America. People trying to divide people from race, from accent, from background, from families. I'm telling you, the devil wants to knock the America down. But there must be a remnant who are going to stand and say, no, devil, you are not going to knock America down. Because America belongs to God. As America belongs to God. And the remnant are going to bring revival in America. That's the word God told me. He said, pray remnant that they are going to bring revival in America. So don't give up your faith. Don't give up the love you have towards your God. God is going to use you, not to use great names you see on television, on TBN, on Desta, on Christian channels, on the radios. No, God is going to use you, because you are the remnant who are sitting here this morning. Somebody, if you don't mind, clap your hand to Jesus and say, thank you, Lord. Woo. I can't be pleased, but the time is running so fast. God told me, Daniel, don't give up. Even when you go and you find a few people in the church, those are my remnant. Tell them to be hungry for the Holy Spirit. Jesus made this statement as I'm closing. Jesus said, without me, nothing you can do. If you don't mind, you can read with me very quickly right here. In fact, when Pastor Terry was reading the sermons, and I said, wow, we're on the same page today, which means same spirit. In the book of Genesis, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. and the earth was without form. So which means the earth was divided. You could not tell that this is this, this, I mean, everything was divided. Every time you see division, it's out of form. And a void, and a darkness. A darkness represents the kingdom of Satan. Because light, which is Jesus, represents the kingdom of God. And so when the light comes in the darkness has to disappear. Which means when Jesus comes, where the devil is, the devil has to go. We still on the same page? And the darkness was upon the face. Which means the devil was ruling. The devil was moving around. The devil was glorifying himself. Listen, people of God, the Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of water. I'm telling you, that's where the power is. When the world is acting like no form, when the world is divided, when everyone is becoming crazy, you know, I refuse to come here and pretend as if I don't see where the need is. As if I don't see the need is. I refuse to come here to say something else when there is someone suffering. God is looking who's going to touch his heart. Someone who's going to touch his heart is someone who's going to go straight to the needs. Where is the need today? We need revival in America. Why are we here today? We are not here just to take your money. But we are here to let you know that you are the remnant. You can bring revival in your family. You can bring revival in your community. You can bring revival in your city. You can bring revival in the state of Arizona. You can bring revival in the whole United States. And you can bring revival in the whole world. Why? Because you are the remnant. How? When you allow the Holy Spirit to move again, starting with you. Don't expect the Holy Spirit to move to touch them before he touched you. Holy Spirit has to touch you first. And then he move from you, touch your husband, your wife, your children, your relatives, your neighbors. Because you are the remnant. If you don't mind, clap your hand to Jesus one more time. Remnant. America, revival is coming. Because we are the remnant. When the world was disorganized, like today, when I see on television, when I see, yesterday I was watching the YouTube and I saw 100 cities, they were in protesting. 100 cities. That's not a good picture. You know, we Africa, third world countries, whatever America does, that's what we do. We watch America. That's why now I'm struggling with my youth in Uganda, they start putting the pants down here. I'm telling you, because American people, most of younger people, now they don't want to put the pants on the top. They put the pants down here. And they walk walking like... But once I see my boys there, I say, hey, have you done poo-poo in your pants? Tell me, have you done poop in your pant? If not, why your pant is down? One warning, second warning, third warning, I whip him and I pull the pant off. You want to walk naked? Walk naked. But why? Because they see American. They say this is American style. Walk like. That's American style. I refuse that. I definitely refuse that. So everything we see America does, that's what Africa does. We are fighting with the younger girls today. They don't want to put nice dresses down here. They always want to put something here, something here. I said, come on. God made Africa in a different way. African women, they have too much big here. Okay? And Western countries and our brothers in America, England, they don't have too much here because they have too much diapers. So they squeeze their part here, and most of them, they are flat here. So when they put the shorts here, there's no problem with them. But you know, you are putting a shirt here, and you have too much here, and everything is funny. I said, we look funny. You look, we discourage them to put that. We said, come on, go back to our foundation. The way how we're supposed to dress like an African. We dress things up to, from here to here, but we are fighting. Why? Because they are watching America. America became a model for the whole world. So you have to be careful what you are doing today. How much is going to affect the whole world? God blessed you so you may become a blessing to the whole world, to the whole kingdom of God. Don't do things which is going to bring God down. Not only God, but even you. But how can we fix that? When God gives us the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. I have 3 minutes to go. Is that okay? But don't miss tomorrow. I'll be here. Tomorrow I'll be here. Tuesday I'll be here, and I have a message for America, because we need revival. We need revival to move. We need the Holy Spirit to move again. The Holy Spirit to move again. I mean, don't put your trust in politicians. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make you like me, because in Africa I don't trust any politician. I'm sorry to say this. All our politicians, they are liars. Thank God for your good politicians. They speak only truth. Thank God for you. But our politicians, liars. And the question is here, who is the father of the liars? Yes, I don't want to confess that. Who is the father of the liars? Satan, devil. So I don't trust any politicians. My trust is in God. I say my trust in Jesus. My trust is God. It's only God is going to bring America together, to unite America, to build America, to revive America, and to maintain the level of America. It's only God. So this is the time to be more than hungry for the Holy Spirit, to say, Lord, send your Holy Spirit again. When the Holy Spirit is moving people, we are going to see our relatives being hungry for the word of God, being hungry to receive Jesus, being hungry to receive the power of God. We are going to see our community changing. We are going to see this nation going back on the right foundation, right roots, which is one nation under God. Never forget that. And I believe that's why God is sending somebody like me, speaking a different accent, English with mix another six languages. Sometimes people say I sound funny. I don't sound funny. I sound good. I sound good. I'm good like a Louisiana food. Is there anybody here have ever been in Louisiana? No one? You need to go to Louisiana and eat their food. It's mixed spices. Mixed. Oh, that food is good. So that's the same way with my accent. My accent is mixed with other languages. Luganda, Swahili, Chinankole, Chichiga, Lusoga. I'm telling you. So when I speak it, it's good. Someone say it's good. Someone clap your hand to Jesus. God is sending people like me to speak revival. I feel like to bring my family so I can spend here a long time. When we start revival here, it's going to last a month. I'm telling you, I don't leave until this church is full. I'm telling you. Why? Because God is a powerful God. I have seen it in Africa. I have seen how people are hungry for God. How people deny witchcraft. How people deny everything and come to Jesus. God has done it in Africa, he can also do it here in America. Believe God to move again in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the message today, you are the remnant. Don't despise yourself. God can use you. Don't say, oh, it's only younger people. No, you say, even for old people. The Holy Spirit is for every age. Not only youth, not only 40s or 35 or 20s, it's for everyone. And once the Holy Spirit is filled you, let me finish with this, people. My mistake, I finish. You just forgive me anyway. But let me tell you this, people of God. Your body can get old, but your spirit will never get old. I'm telling you, you can see me changing now. My beard, I have to get this machine which is pull out the every gray beard. I'm trying to pull out every gray beard, but I'm telling you, the more they come, the more I pull out, the more they come, the more I pull out, the more they come. So we are changing. We are changing. My body is changing, but my spirit is not changing. You can look someone and you say gray hair, and you say, ooh, he's an old person, ooh, he's a senior. You see this body, but his spirit is not a senior. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. This is the gown. Once we leave this body, God is going to give us another body which never die, never get sick, and we are going to live forever and ever. So the body looks tired, looks old, but we are not old. Don't allow anyone to despise you because you are senior, because you are old. We are not old in the kingdom of God. And guess what? The more we receive the Holy Spirit, the more we renew our strength, renew our energy, renew our power, and the more we become new and strong, even in the spirit, even in our body, in Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. I can spend the whole day speaking, preaching, declaring good news. But here is my brothers and my sisters. They have welcomed me not only once, many times. Father, I pray that let your Holy Spirit move. They are hungry. Let them receive the Holy Spirit this morning. Let someone open her heart. Let someone be soft to the Holy Spirit. Jesus, you said, you are knocking. You are knocking a door. You are knocking on our hearts. When we open, you are coming. You will shop with us. You are the King of peace, joy, happiness. We are the remnant. Father, let your Holy Spirit move. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. If you don't mind, you can open your mouth and say, I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you this morning to bring revival in our spirits, to bring revival in our hearts, to bring revival in our minds, to bring revival in our bodies, to bring revival in America. America needs you. Dear Heavenly Father, allow the Holy Spirit to move again in America, because you blessed America so it can be a blessing to the end of the world. You blessed America from the beginning so America may spread the gospel, the kingdom of God, the cross of Jesus and death and the resurrection. Father, bless America. And we pray in the name of Jesus, allow your Holy Spirit to move again. Father, we thank you for this morning, for the message. We are hungry for now. We are ready to receive you in full, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Someone clap your hand to Jesus and praise God.
Amen.
Don't forget, if you know someone can bless our ministry, I can't go into details how I'm desperate looking for help, for support this time. And I have to go back home 29 because of what's happening there. I need my presence, and my ticket has to take me. This time I'm not going to stay in America too long. But please, if you know someone, if you can do it, if you can give a sacrifice, please do it. Don't leave it only to Pastor Ricky's head. We don't want him to have high blood pressure. But please do it. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.